Welcome back. This is Shlomo Schwartz. We are learning Masechta Pesachim, and we are at the beginning of Perek Asiri, Perek Yud, which is the final Perek of our Masechta. As we mentioned way back in the beginning of the Masechta, the final Perek goes back to, actually, we finished our discussion relating to the Karban Pesach in the previous Pesach, in the previous Perek, I'm sorry, and Perek Yud discusses basically the halachas relating to the Seder. So the Mishnah starts off as follows: Arvei Pesachim, Erev Pesach, Samuch LeMincha, before Mincha. And the Gemara explains that here the Mishnah is referring to Mincha Ketana. Mincha Ketana is from 9.5 hours into the day and beyond, which is the time of the carbon time that the Mincha was brought. So that is what we're referring to when the Mishnah says, "Samach l'mincha l'yochel adam ad shetechshach." From that point on, from 9.5 hours into the day, so if the day were to start at 6 a.m., then from 9.5 hours into the day, it was from 3:30 into the day, you would not eat ad shetechshach until dark, which is when the Seder begins. And the Bar Tanura explains that when we say you should not eat, the reason you shouldn't eat is because when you come to do the mitzvah of eating matzah, which is one of the mitzvahs which are d'oraisa, the night of the Seder, it should be done b'teyavon, with an appetite. So we don't want you to go in not being somewhat hungry. So in addition to the fact that we have a custom that we do not eat matzah for a while before Pesach, the Bar Tanura explains that you shouldn't eat, you can't eat matzah, because that the Yerushalmi says you're not supposed to eat matzah Erev Pesach. You don't eat bread because you can't eat after chatzos, you can't eat chametz anymore, midoraisa. So what the Mishnah is referring to here is other foods, that even other foods a person should not fill himself up in order that he should eat the matzah, which is the matzah's mitzvah, at night by the Seder b'teyavon. What's interesting is that if you look in the Bar Tanura, you'll see he says Kadesh Yochel Matzah L'Teyavon, and he adds the words Mishum Hidur Mitzvah, because of Hidur Mitzvah, which I believe Rashi uses the same words. And the reason why that's interesting is because normally when we see Hidur Mitzvah, it's on an object. You should buy Tefillin Noya, Mezuzah Noya, Tzitzis Noya, that a person should buy something that the chefetz, the object, shal mitzvah, should be nice, an esrig, a nice esrig. That's normally where you find this concept of hidur mitzvah. Here we're finding the words hidur mitzvah being used in the performance of the mitzvah as opposed to an object. The person in eating the matzah should eat it with more of an appetite, and that performance of having more of an appetite when he does the mitzvah, that's considered hidur mitzvah according to what the Bar Tanura and Rashi are telling us. In any case, the Mishnah goes on to tell us, afilu onisha b'Yisrael, even someone who is poor, lo yochal ad sheyasev, should not eat unless he is doing his seva. So, in other words, in those days, and that's our custom today as well, to show cheres, to show a sign of freedom, we lean when we eat. They used to lean on like a couch when they ate, and that was a sign of cheres, of freedom, of independence. So even an ani who may not have a couch to lean on, he should try and find a way that he can lean. And Mefarshim explained that if he can't lean on a couch or on a pillow, he should lean on a bench or any other way that's possible. But he should find a way to eat it behaseba. And they should not give him less than 4 kosos, than the amount of money needed to buy 4 kosos of yayin. And what are we talking about when they say they? So the Bar Tanura explains, the gaboy tzedakah, the gaboyim who are responsible to give out money from the collections to poor people, they should make sure to give the ani at minimum the cost to cover 4 kosos of wine. Vafilu min hatamchui. What does this vafilu min hatamchui mean? So the Bar Tanura explains that the obligation of the 4 kosos applies even to an individual that is so poor that he's collecting from the tamchui. The tamchui was a collection that the Mishnah at Peah tells us that if an ani had enough money or enough food that he had enough for two meals, then he's not eligible to take from the tamchi. It's only people that had less money or less food available than two meals. So we're talking about somebody that was really, really poor. And even such a poor person who is eligible to take from the tamchi, if the gaboy tzedakah do not do their job and they do not provide for him, then he has to make sure that he finds a way to fulfill the requirement, even if it means selling his clothing or loaning things out or renting himself to do work, making a commitment. He has an obligation that he cannot claim poverty for. And even if the gaboy tzedakah do not do their job and do not fulfill their responsibility in taking care of him, he still is not exempt from that responsibility. There are dalet kosos shel yayin, as the Mishnah mentioned, and the Bartender explains that it's connected the four lashonos, the four terms of geula that are used in parshas ve'era, ve'otseisi, ve'hitzalti, ve'goalti, and ve'lokachti. So that is Mishnah Aleph. Mishnah Aleph pretty much focuses on preparing for the Seder and Erev Pesach. Now, Mishnah Beis actually starts with the Seder itself. So we get to the Seder night, and we start with, if you remember the Samanim, there are 15 Samanim, starting with Kadesh Urchatz. So our Mishnah is effectively beginning to explain the Kadesh, and brings a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in how one is supposed to go about making the brachos of the first kos. Mazgula kos rishon. So they pour for him, that's also derech eris, to have it poured for the balabayis, kos rishon, the first kos. So Bishami Yorman Bishami says, Mevorech al hayom. At first you make the bracha al hayom on the yomtiv. V'achakach, and then afterwards you make the bracha al hayayin. However, Beis Hillel disagrees. Beis Hillel, Omer Beis Hillel says, Mevorech al hayayin. First you make the bracha bor pri hadofen on the wine. V'achakach mevorech al hayom. And then you make the bracha al hayom. What are they arguing about? So, in reality, this machlokis is a machlokis that's mentioned also in Masechta Brachos, because it's not just nogea to Pesach night, it's also nogea to Kiddush in general on Shabbos or Yom Tov. And Reish Lakish holds that because the Yom, the day, is what causes the Kiddush and the necessity to drink wine, so then since the day is koveya, the day is really the main source of the Kiddush, that's why that bracha should come first and the yayin should follow. Also, aside from the fact that the yom is gorim for the wine, in terms of timing, the kedushas hayom begins at an earlier time, it's kodem, than the actual chiv of kiddush. Person lights candles, goes to shul, and the kedushas hayom came in, and then when he first comes home, he sits down to make kiddush. So, timing-wise, the kedushas hayom started before his sitting down or standing to make kiddush. That's the reason behind Beis Shammai as to why mevorech al hayom first, and then mevorech al hayayin. Beis Hillel, on the other hand, disagrees. Beis Hillel says that the yayin is gorim the brichas hakiddush, because he holds that if you do not have wine or pas, which is in certain circumstances a substitute, if a person doesn't have enough money for wine, he can use pas bread. But if you have neither in order to make kiddush, that you don't make kiddush. So since the wine is a gorim to be able to make kiddush, so he feels therefore that the wine should come first, brichas al yayin should come first. Plus, to counter the other argument of Beis Shammai, that the kadima argument, he holds that there's a concept of tadir v'sheina tadir. You go by what is more regular, what is more frequent. And since the brichas hayayin is more frequent than the brichas hayom of Pesach, so therefore the brichas hayayin comes first. So for those reasons, we have a machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and of course the halacha, which is how we are noeg, that the halacha is like Beis Hillel. With this, we end Mishnah Beis. I look forward to continuing the halachas of the Seder next time with Mishnah Gimel.